Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Well, I'm happy to say, well, honestly enough to say that most of my life I have had a battle with the bulge, and at my heaviest, ran about 138 kilos. And I suppose I've lost when it comes to Peter Fitzsimons, because he clicked the scales at a couple of kilos more. Peter Fitzsimons, good morning. You beat me in the weight scales, but it's not the kind of thing you want to win, is it?
No, but it's good. I mean, I suppose the thing for me is how easy it is to lose when you get your head around it. And the guts of it is, it ain't magic pills. It's not magic wobble boards. It's not surgery. It's not, you know, pre-prepared meals that you get off the supermarket that are hideously expensive that you go on for 3 months and then you're back on it. It's about changing your headset, changing your head space and the way you approach eating. And for me, I mean, I brought out this book called The Great Aussie Blake Slim Down. It's a three-tiered approach. I got to 152 kilos. I'm now 106 kilos. I never went hungry in the process of losing that weight. And I did it by cutting down the sugar, by totally stopping the grog, and by getting my ass moving. As simple as those three things.
Do you think when it comes to guys, and let's be honest, we're two Aussie blokes here, I came up with so many excuses throughout my life that I was big-boned or it helped me play football or, you know, it's just a bit of baby fat to the age of 37. Do you think that men more than women live in denial when it comes to our weight?
Look, I think a lot of men, and I was one of them, for years and years, you and I reckon we've suffered from high self-esteem. So that when women get out of the shower and they look at themselves in the mirror, they have a tendency, in my view and in my experience, to spot imperfections. I kid you not that even at 152 kilos, I could get out of the shower, I would look at myself in the mirror and say, you are a fine figure of a man. You are looking magnificent.
What was the high point? What would you pick out as the piece de resistance for the Peter body?
my manly chest. I would look fantastic, you know. And I think that the thing that's changed in me is, it's not a matter of aesthetics. It's a thing of health. I just feel so much stronger. And the truth of it is, I feel so much younger, you know. So when I remember going up the stairs, we live in an old home, an old house, and we've got very steep stairs. And about 4 or 5 years ago, going up the stairs, I was sweaty and puffy at the top, and I thought to myself, geez, I'm getting old. And the truth of it is, I wasn't getting old. I was only 50 years old at the time, 51 years old at the time. I now skip up those stairs and I don't blink because I'm not taking the 46 kilos up it that I used to be. So when I take Lisa and I, when Lisa goes to the airport, I frequently, you know, go up the driveway to put a bag in the cab, and when she's going away for a trip, one bag's 21 kilos, the other one's about 23 kilos. So there's 44 kilos. I struggle up the driveway with that. And then I think to myself, I used to have those bags strapped to my back all day, every day, 365 days a year. How did I get through the day? And the answer is, at that weight, only just.
Look, and when it comes to losing weight, and the word diet is terrible, but there's a lot of fads, and as you were mentioning, a couple of the people that in the book that you go to, we've actually interviewed. I've interviewed David Gillespie, who wrote Sweet Poison. I think what he says is amazing, and also Robert Lustig. You know, sugar has come in for a fairly bad rap, but it seems now that we can't deny it, can we?
No, well, see, the problem they've got is, I mean, without being nasty to people who work in the sugar industry, good luck to them. But the problem that they've got, there are a lot of weasel words that are used, okay? So there are various health professionals or health organisations that will say, no, 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 sugar's just another nutrient and we mustn't demonise just one nutrient, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Instead of saying what needs to be said, okay? If I put it in Aussie bloke speak, it is this, blokes. Listen, dickhead, it's not that hard. Get your head around this. Your great-great-great-grandfather would have 2 kilos of sugar a year because that's the natural human intake. In the modern world, the average Australian's taking in 50 to 60 kilos of sugar a year, and to use the medical terminology, it breaks up your system. It means you're hungry all the time. It makes you fat. Cut the sugar, cut the hunger, get healthy. It's as simple as that. And I don't frankly understand why. Okay, if you're in the sugar industry, you're in the business of sales. Okay, I understand why they don't say it, but I frankly don't understand why health professionals don't stand on the rooftops and put that in neon signs everywhere they go. And the problem they've got, so I've just been with Sarah Wilson on the, from the I Quit Sugar crowd. So we did a sort of a live something-something cast. And people like Sarah Wilson and David Gillespie have been attacked for their credentials. The problem the sugar industry's got in attacking me is I don't have any credentials. But I've got this. I've lost a third of my body weight in very small amount of time without going hungry. I'm healthier now than I have been in 35 years. And I haven't done it with magic pills or surgery. I've done it by cutting the sugar, and I've stopped the grog. Okay, and that and those two basic things have turned my whole health profile totally around, and it's piss easy. Just get your head around it.
Yeah, and when it comes to guys, we can be a little bit on the bury your head in the sand. Peter, thanks for your time this morning. Yeah, it's out there. It's quite simple. Glad you're feeling well. Hopefully you can have a tipple over the Christmas period. And
not for me. I won't, but anyway.
Nice. Well, if you don't, I won't. How's that grab you?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Peter. Talk to you soon. So there you go. Look, it's interesting, isn't it? You know, we try and overcomplicate things. We use terms like it's not rocket science, but, you know, sometimes it isn't rocket science, boys, and I totally understand it. As I said, I was tipping the scales at 138 kilos, so I know what it takes to lose some weight and been through it. And, yeah, sugar, well and truly.
2NURFM 103.7.